hope we don't find those poor men, Joe, I whispered.
I hope not either, Pep,
he whispered back. It was cold, with an east wind blowing from the sea, and it was getting dark. Suddenly we all stopped. We heard shouts in the distance.
This way! Run!
The officer ordered, and we all rushed in that direction. The shouts became clearer.
Murder! Escaped convict! Help!
At last we discovered two men fighting each other. One was my convict, and the other was the man who had run away when I had seen him near the shelter. Somehow the soldiers held the men apart and put the handcuffs on them.
Here he is! I'm holding him for you!
Shouted my convict.
Officer! He tried to murder me!
Cried the other man. His face was bleeding, and he was clearly very frightened.
Murder him? No, said the first. That would be too easy. I want him to suffer more, back on the prison ship. He's lying, as he did at our trial. You can't trust Compeyson.
Just then, he noticed me for the first time. I shook my head at him, to show that I had not wanted the soldiers to find him. He stared at me, but I did not know if he understood or not. The prisoners were taken to the riverside, where a boat was waiting to take them onto the prison ship. Just as he was about to leave, my convict said,
Officer, after my escape, I stole some food from the blacksmith's house. Bread, cheese, brandy, and a meat pie. I'm sorry I ate your pie, blacksmith.
I'm glad you did, replied Joe kindly. We don't know why you're a convict, but we wouldn't want you to die of hunger. The man rubbed his eyes with the back of his dirty hand. We watched the small boat carry him out to the middle of the river, where the great black prison ship stood high out of the water, held by its rusty chains. He disappeared into the ship, and I thought that was the last I had seen of him.